Folks, I know that many of you in this audience today, my colleagues, have taken the time to read what this legislation talks about. You've heard about it, and you've done the things along the lines of making sure that you're speaking out about it. And that's why I'm very, very glad all of you are here. At the end of the day, we know what it is. It's something that's shameful and something that's disgusting. It's not better care, as it's been framed. Not if you're low income, not if you're elderly, not if you're a child living with a disability. But if you're wealthy, it is a good plan, and it's a better plan for you and your pocketbook. To me, and I think my colleagues and everyone around this country, including our great Senator, U.S. Senator Bob Casey, have said, it's an attack on the working poor. It's an attack on the elderly and children and Pennsylvanians with disabilities. But let me say this to you. If you, every working mom that's out there trying to make ends meet for her family, trying to give them a better life and keeping them healthy, we hear what you're dealing with. We hear what you're saying. To our seniors who are dramatically impacted, who deserve the honor and respect of every generation before them, living their golden years with the hope that they'd have skilled nursing care, we fight this fight with all of you. And for all the families, supporting a loved one with a pre-existing condition, scared now of what the future might hold for their loved one, we stand with you. And to our friends at Planned Parenthood, fighting a very, very good fight, providing preventive screening and health care, serving millions of men and women, we share this battle with all of you. And for those Pennsylvanians loving and supporting someone with a disability, those families who fight for every word, those families who fight for every dollar, and those families who fight to achieve every milestone, we stand with you. And the families dealing with and battling with the opioid and heroin epidemic, fighting to beat the odds and hold a situation and the addiction that would be better for them working going forward, we support you and we stand with you. I want to thank everyone for being here because we stand ready to do what's necessary here in Harrisburg to make certain that we don't allow the Trump care to take place in this country, and more importantly, whatever occurs down the road, that we stand together as Pennsylvanians, as Pennsylvania legislators, not to retract, not to ratchet back the services we provide that are life-saving services for so many people in Pennsylvania. Thank you, Senator Hughes, and thank you to all my colleagues for being here.